Let's go to the Disability Royal Commission first, where they've been debating this question of whether there is a place for so-called special schools in Australia's education system. Tens of thousands of Australian children with disabilities are separated out to get their education in these kinds of schools. There is a push to phase them out, though. Advocates argue students are far better off in mainstream schools. But what about the impact on teachers who are, as the inquiry heard today, stretched beyond the limit of human capacity with their current workload? Our reporter Julia Holman is covering the Royal Commission.
The Royal Commission today heard from a Townsville mum of five. All of her children have disabilities. For legal reasons, we can't give you her name, but she described the frustration of trying to get schools and teachers to educate her kids.
It can be incredibly difficult to get teachers to make adjustments because of teachers' lack of knowledge and lack of understanding.
The witness, who herself is a special education teacher, told the hearing she wanted her kids to be taught at mainstream schools, but she said she had to fight to get the support that they need.
It's absolutely exhausting and frustrating and unnecessary.
Tens of thousands of Australian students with disabilities aren't in the mainstream system and are instead taught in special schools. There's nearly 500 special schools nationally, and some disability advocates want them phased out. But the head of the Queensland Education Union says it's important for parents to have the choice of a special school.
If you make, for example, a blanket decision to take away special schools as an option, it denies the system and parents and those students one of the suite of options for providing effective education.
Kevin Bates told the hearing that the education system isn't resourced for all students with disabilities to be taught in mainstream schools.
Until such time as we achieve our goals of limitless resources for our schools to provide the services that children need, we're probably going to have to look at some unfortunate compromises around some of those outcomes.
And he claimed teachers are already overworked, and expecting them to teach even more special needs students is stretching them too thin.
The current expectations on teachers have already reached the limit of human capacity. Adding additional expectations would stretch us well beyond that.
I actually really disagree that all teachers are in that kind of situation where, you know, they're being stretched beyond what is humanly capable.
Linda Graham is a professor at the School of Early Childhood and Inclusive Education at the Queensland University of Technology.
Some teachers most definitely are, but there are an awful lot of teachers who are not pulling their weight.
Can you tell me why, in your view, special schools should be phased out?
First of all, the evidence suggests that inclusive education is superior in terms of outcomes for children. Second, children with a disability have a right to an inclusive education under the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Third, it's a very, very expensive model to run. The other final reason is because with special schools being there, it gives an excuse for mainstream schools to not change, because there's always somewhere else for those kids to go.
A 2017 report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found students are increasingly attending special schools. In 2015, there were 15% of students with a disability nationally who attended a special school, up 35% from 2003. Linda Graham says that's a worrying trend and believes the benefits of inclusive education go far beyond the classroom.
Nobody is asking, well, what happens after you get out of a special school? Where do you go? The research shows that that trajectory leads to other forms of segregation, like sheltered workshops and, you know, group homes and things like that. The better quality of education that you get, the better you will be able to be an independent and valued human being in the community.
Professor Linda Graham from the Queensland University of Technology. Julia Holman with that report.